although being valid, improves the chances of compatibility across a wide range of browsers. The real litmus test of whether a web page is correct is whether it displays properly in a web browser. So let's take a look at this very simple code. We've included some JavaScript in external files. We've got this nice little hello world message. I'm going to copy this and I'm going to drop it into the validation service. You'll notice that Visual Studio didn't note over here. Visual Studio is not noting any problems. We've got these nice shorthand empty XML tags. This is an XML document. It's valid XML. These are empty tags using that slash angle bracket syntax to denote an empty tag. It's exactly the same as shorthand for that, so it shouldn't matter. Let's go to the validation service. We will check it in the validation service. Validation service gives it a thumbs up. It is XHTML 1.0 strict compliant. If we come down, once again, the only warning is that you pasted this into the browser and I can't tell if it's UTF-8, so everything looks good. So let's actually go ahead. I'm going to launch this in the browser. You'll notice that I'm displaying my XHTML example. And where's my hello world, my H1? I'm not displaying anything. It's valid XHTML. What's wrong here? What you have to realize is that browsers, by their nature, were designed to parse HTML, not XML. XML support is becoming better. If we come over here and change this into an empty tag fully spelled out and save this, and I'm going to go over here and refresh my browser. Hello from test one, hello from test two. There's my hello world. So although it's valid XHTML, Firefox wouldn't display it correctly. Internet Explorer and Chrome exhibit exactly the same behavior. You cannot shorten the script tags into the empty XML syntax. Some tags you can, some tags you can't. Script is one of those that isn't parsed properly if you shorten it. So you have to, in addition to being valid, you need to test it in all the browsers that you're interested in being compatible with to ensure that the web page is displayed correctly.